Nitro Circus Live is coming to Bridgeport this summer, August 26th, at the ballpark at Harbor Yard, Star 99.9, today's best mix. You can buy tickets now. They are on sale at NitroCircus.com. I am talking to Michael Pora, one of the crazy masterminds behind Nitro Circus Live. Michael, what can we expect this summer when Nitro Circus Live comes to Bridgeport?
Craziness, basically. I get asked the question, is like, what is it? And I like to sort of say that it's a... I call it the rambunctious love child between Cirque du Soleil and Jackass. And it's probably the best way to describe it because actually Johnny Knoxville is a friend of the, you know, he's worked with us before on Nitro, actually said that the difference between Jackass and Nitro is that on Jackass, all the stunts they do, the things they do are designed to fail. And on Nitro Circus, if they fail, you die. And so that was a pretty accurate sort of summation of the two. But they're, you know, both of them are fun. The difference is, you know, we have a lot of crazy fun. But our even the silliest thing we do on our show is highly dangerous. And you know, you'll see everything from the greatest action sports stars in the world doing the biggest tricks in the world. In fact, many of them. When people come to the show, we'll see stuff that has never been seen before in competition or anywhere else because we develop them at our academy and the guys are constantly developing new tricks and they do them first on our shows. And but then you're also going to see everything from bathtubs and shopping trolleys and even a guy in a wheelbarrow being pushed down by a guy on inline skates down a 50-foot high giganta ramp, and all those things, you know, the crowd just, you know, roars with laughter. But in reality, the people sitting inside are super skilled, you know, athletes, and they've got to get it right because if they go off the side at the top, these things have no railings, and these machines, these contraptions are really hard to steer, or they don't steer at all. They just got to get them straight, basically.
Right.
And if you go off the side from 50 feet up in the air, you basically just drop 50 feet to the cement. So,
wow.
You know, so it's incredibly spectacular, and at the same time, it's, you know, we have a lot of choreographed riding we're known for, that we rehearse and practice really, really hard to make sure that the guys can do trains of riders with, you know, 15 guys, one behind the other, wheel to wheel, doing big backflip and backflip combination tricks, one behind the other, and 30 people at once doing a backflip at the same time, all off different ramps. And so that kind of stuff is, you know, is just amazing to watch. But we do pride ourselves on not taking ourselves too seriously. You know, the guys are all... they're all the world champions and the best of what they do, but they don't take themselves too seriously, and they like to, you know, take the Mickey out of themselves.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of fun with the crowd, and so it's a family show. It's you know, it's great for kids and dads and mums, and bring the kids along as well. But you know, we make sure that it's, you know, there's no cursing or anything like that, even though. These are the kind of guys that are the craziest guys on the planet.
Right. I was just going to ask that. So the guys who participate in this, who are part of the show, does it take a certain type of person? I feel like it takes a certain type of individual to want to do some of these crazy stunts.
It's a great question because I get asked that occasionally, and the answer I give is you know, for you and your listeners. When you're at school, you know, there was, out of the whole of the school, say, there was always this one kid that would, you know, be in trouble because he's jumping out of trees or he's jumping off
right.
the top of the toilet blocks or whatever. And we've got 50 of those.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So basically, they were literally born without the fear DNA. And that's what it's like. These guys just literally have no fear. They'll take anything on And I'm the creative director of the show, so I've got to ask these guys. And at times I'll say, look, I've got this idea, and I go all sheepishly to them and go, you know, would you consider even trying that into the foam pit? And they're like, yeah, shit, yeah.
They're into it.
Sounds like fun, you know?
Is there anything that they would turn down? Is there anything that you've pitched for them to do, and they say, I'm not doing that?
No. No, I won't pick something. I've been doing this long enough now that I know. It's the opposite, actually. I have to often in shows, particularly when a crowd gets really rowdy, which happens all the time, if it's a really not big crowd and they're really stamping their feet and screaming and yelling, the guys, they're all showmen. I mean, that's why they do, you know, this is based on around freestyle, and that's why it's called, it's free. They're not racing, they're showing off, basically. That's
right.
What they do, they show off, and that's what they do for a living. And so they can't help themselves, but, you know, the more excitement's in the crowd, and then they all start pushing each other and then trying to outdo each other. And then, you know, I'm there, you know, watching the show and sort of, you know, directing or overseeing from the grandstand. And I'll hear in my ears, in my communications, that this particular person is going to try this huge new trick, and he hasn't even practiced it, you know, into an airbag or anything. And I'll be saying to the floor managers, stop him. Tell him if he does it, he's fired. Because I have to get that strong with him at times.
Right, right.
They're young kids, and they get overexcited, and they just think they can do it. You know, they just think they're bulletproof, you know. And,
right, they have no fear.
And they have no fear. So I've got to kind of pull them back at times and say, hey, we don't need that right now. The show's going great. Everyone's going crazy.
Right.
Just save that till in between the tours. Get to the foam pit, practice it. Once you got it down, then you can do it in the show. You know, once you, you know, and it, none of them, particularly the on the Gigantoramp, none of the tricks are 100%. You know, normally the guys are, you know, particularly the back end of the show, there might be one in two or one in three that they'll actually land these tricks because they're so big.
Yeah.
But we'll have 15 of these in the segment, so we'll always land about six or seven of them. But it's always different ones, and you'll have guys on hot streaks or cold streaks, and then, you know, we had a guy who's an inline skater, Wake Sheffield, and he's from the US, and he tried 67 shows in a row to do a 1040 spin off the Gigantoramp.
Wow.
You know, on inline skates. That's a quadruple spin.
Yeah.
And, you know, 45 feet in the air over a 70-foot gap. And he crashed 67 times in a row, and we thought it was impossible. And but it still looked spectacular.
Yeah.
And he managed to always kind of slide through and not, you know, only hurt himself a couple of times.
Yeah.
And then, out of the blue, just one night, I don't even know where we were. It was just like in the middle of a tour somewhere. He landed it.
Wow.
And the whole place is in all the rock. Forget the crowd. The riders all came pouring out of the tents and, you know, out of the backstage. And there was literally 50 guys in a pile on top of him.
Wow, that's exciting.
And, yeah, it's that kind of camaraderie that... That's genuine camaraderie because the tricks are so hard and they don't get landed all the time. And you know, those moments happen all the time because we average a world first every show. So and when they happen, you know, the guys get, you know, super excited and the crowd feeds off that camaraderie. So you know, it's a lot of fun. It's really just like a modern, young, cool version of like a 1920s kind of circus.
Where right.
Back in those days when the people used to stick their heads in lions' mouths and, you know, and they used to do trapeze acts where they spun, did three somersaults with no net, you know, grab hold of someone's hands. You don't get that kind of, anywhere near that kind of danger in any circus, even including Cirque du Soleil now.
Right.
But you have that danger completely all the time. It's death-defying tricks right through the show.
Yeah.
And, That's why it's really taken off right across the world. It's the old gladiatorial thing.
Yeah,
you know, where people come and they know there's a good chance. You know, they're not coming to sort of say, "I really want to see a crash," but
right.
But it's that scary,
yeah, it's that excitement
sort of part
yeah.
of it.
And so action sports in general are getting more and more popular. And at this show, there's going to be a lot of kids in the crowd. What sort of advice would you give to kids who, you know, maybe younger kids who want to do this someday? You know, whether they want to ride BMX or motocross or what sort of advice would you give them?
Don't do it.
It's too dangerous.
If you want to end up when you're 30, I mean, these guys make a lot of money because we have to. You know, they have to get paid a lot of money because
right.
their risks are huge. And and they're so good at what they do. So, you know, we've got 17-year-old kids earning $300,000 a year, you know.
Wow.
And you know, some of our top guys are earning, you know, millions and millions a year with their endorsements as well.
Yeah.
And they mainly just do us. They just do our shows around the world. And but, you know, like Travis Pastrana is a classic example. He's our ringleader and the greatest extreme athlete on the planet.
Right.
And he's had 45 concussions and broken 120 bones. And he said his mission in life is to have less operations than he's had years on the planet, which at the moment is not the case.
Oh, wow. That's funny. Well, we can't wait for this. Nitro Circus Live. This is the first time that Connecticut's really seen anything like this. It's going to be August 26th at the ballpark at Harbor Yard. Tickets are on sale now at nitrocircus.com. Michael, thank you so much for talking to me today. We can't wait for the summer.
Yeah, we can't wait to get there. It's going to be fun. Thanks very much for taking my call.
Thanks. Have a great one.
See you guys.
See you later.